This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
Vice President Kamala Harris campaigns in battleground Pennsylvania today with Republican supporters. This after reaching out to black male voters. The AP's Haya Panjwani.
Vice President Kamala Harris said she would decriminalize marijuana and acknowledge racial disparities for black people. That was during an hour-long radio town hall moderated by Charlemagne the God, host of the Breakfast Club show. Arrests related to marijuana, she said, disproportionately hurt black men.
And my pledge is, as president, I will work on decriminalizing it because I know exactly how those laws have been used to disproportionately impact certain populations, and specifically black men.
She also acknowledged how there's racial disparities in things like home ownership, health care, economic prosperity, and even voting for black people. Harris told Charlemagne that despite the persistence of racial bias, no one has a path to sit out on the election. I'm Haya Panjwani.
Donald Trump's blaming Vice President Harris's immigration policies for devastating black and Latino communities, he says.
I'll tell you what, any African-American or Hispanic, and you know how well I'm doing there, that votes for Kamala, you got to have your head examined because they are really screwing you.
Donald Trump at a rally in Atlanta last night. And just in, a Nebraska court says people with felony convictions can register to vote, a ruling with implications for the presidential election. Ukraine's President Zelensky is saying publicly for the first time this morning that Western partners are increasing pressure to negotiate with Russia. A new study suggests that thousands of motorcyclists who died in crashes since the mid-1970s would have survived if stronger helmet laws had been in place. The study's from the Insurance Institute for Highway Safety. This is AP News. You may be able to see more northern lights in unusual places.
The northern lights have been appearing much farther south than usual this year, filling the night sky with hues of pink, purple, green, and blue.
The sun goes through a cycle of activity.
Bethany Cobb Kung at George Washington University says it's the result of a surge of solar storms.
With flares and these things called coronal mass ejections.
NASA's Kelly Court.
We anticipate additional solar and geomagnetic storms leading to opportunities to spot aurora over the next several months, as well as potential technology impacts.
Yeah, that too. Solar storms can disrupt power and communications, and NOAA alerts operators of power plants and orbiting spacecraft. As for the celestial lights,
normally you got to be in Alaska, right? You got to be really up toward the Arctic Circle to see that aurora.
And Kung says as far south as they've been appearing,
it's amazing.
I'm Ben Thomas.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.